With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has always been a builder, and he has some big building plans for the Gaza Strip. The U.S. would take control of the land, relocating the Palestinian people.
We can build them through massive amounts of money supplied by other people, very rich nations. They're willing to supply it. If we can build something for them in one of the countries, and it could be Jordan, and it could be Egypt, it could be other countries, and you could build four or five or six areas. It doesn't have to be one area. But you take certain areas and you build really good quality housing, like someplace where they can live.
Along with his plans for Gaza, Mr. Trump has some plans for the upcoming weekend.
President Trump will attend the Super Bowl on Sunday, becoming the first ever sitting president to attend the big game. The president is scheduled to sit down with Fox News for a pregame interview. Some companies are already unveiling their Super Bowl ads online. Prices for ads during this year's game reportedly broke records, with some spots selling for more than $8 million. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, America has a new attorney general.
On this vote, the yeas are 54, the nays are 46. The nomination is confirmed.
And with that Senate vote, Pam Bondi is a new U.S. AG, the former Florida attorney general, vowing to enforce the law in a nonpartisan way without regard to politics. One person was killed, five others wounded. A shooting at a cosmetics warehouse in the Columbus suburb of New Albany, Ohio. The suspect no longer at the scene in what police describe as a targeted attack. They say the suspect worked at that facility. The remains of all 67 people who died in last week's mid-air collision near Washington's Reagan National Airport have been recovered from the Potomac River. On Wall Street, the Dow, 42 points higher. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is dropping help from the skies in Sudan.
There's a civil war going on, and it has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes for the jungles. The problem is, they don't have any food. Enter Samaritan's Purse. The giant Christian relief agency has begun airdropping beans, corn, and other staples into designated rural areas where the refugees can pick them up and survive. Sudan's latest civil war began in 2023 and shows no signs of concluding anytime soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York's Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul has signed a bill to shield the identities of doctors who prescribe abortion medications days after a physician in the state was charged with prescribing to a pregnant minor in Louisiana. The new law, which took effect after it was signed on Monday, allows doctors to request for their names to be left off abortion pill bottles and instead list the name of their health care practices. This is SRN News. Tuesday, Parental Rights Day at the Virginia State Capitol, as pro-family advocates urged lawmakers to stop introducing policies that threaten the constitutional rights of parents and instead vote for bills that empower them to protect their kids.
Virginia mom Rhonda Williams called for passing a bill to mandate timely notice to parents of drug overdoses at school, unlike the past.
We never want what happened in Loudoun County to happen again. School officials waited more than 20 days to notify parents of multiple overdoses that happened on their campuses. That's unacceptable.
But the parents condemned a constitutional amendment that would abolish parental consent before a minor daughter's abortion. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Later today, President Trump scheduled to sign a bill that bars biological males from competing in women's and girls' sports, something he promised to do during the campaign. More details at SRNNews.com.